When it gets hot, I dive off the houseboat into the murky water, taking care not to drink it. The water looks yellowish, and often I swim away from the dead animals, garbage, and feces that float by. For 3 months, we live slow, uneventful lives with our boats docked in the same spot. Then, in February 1980, another Vietnamese man joins us on our boat. One night, the Vietnamese crew directs us to go inside, and in the dark we sit nervously as the boat moves slowly away. Suddenly, loud voices call out to us, asking us to stop. My heart lurches to my throat.
"We're only a fishing boat," our front man says.
"We want to see what kind of fish you have," the voice persists.
After a few minutes of exchange, our man succeeds in bribing the intruder to go away with his gold watch, and all is quiet again. Our boat continues to move steadily, and I fall asleep. Hours must have passed, for when I wake up again, we are in the middle of the ocean. All around me, I see nothing but miles and miles of water. Soon, many hands pick me up and lead me to a rope ladder hanging off the side of a larger boat floating alongside ours. Quickly, I climb the rope onto the other boat. On the deck of the 30-foot boat, 7 crewmen are busy pulling people onto the boat and hustling them under the deck. All through the morning, many more small boats arrive to deliver their passengers, and by late afternoon, 98 people are on board, each having paid for their escape in 5 or 10 ounces of pure gold. They crouch underneath the deck, ready to make their way to freedom. For 3 days and 2 nights, we ride the ocean waves in the Gulf of Thailand, swaying and rocking as if in a wooden coffin. A crew member sits by the small doorway that leads to the deck to make sure people stay below.
"The boat must stay bottom-heavy," he says, "or it will tip over."
Beneath the deck, the lucky ones sit leaning against the side, while the unlucky ones crouch in the middle, their heads between their knees. The air is stale and smells of sweat and vomit. Wedged between Meng and Yung, I hold my breath as people retch all around us. Soon it grows dark, and through the deck opening, I steal glances at the bright stars as they twinkle gaily at me. I crawl over to the opening and stand, basking in the glow of the moonlight.
"Sir, please, may I come up?" I whisper to the guard.
His face peers down at me, then nods his head. Slowly I climb the steps and sit beside him. The breeze is cool as it fans my body. The guard smiles at me and points his finger at the sky. It is so beautiful, black, never-ending, and brightened by billions of stars. It is so breathtaking, I wish I could stop time and exist in this dreamland forever.